The European Karen Network has called on governments to support a UN commission of inquiry into war crimes committed by Myanmar's dictatorship following reports of stepped-up attacks against ethnic Karen civilians in eastern Myanmar. Last week, soldiers in Myanmar, also known as Burma, attacked a village in Karen State. They burned some 50 homes, a school and a church, and forced over 500 people into hiding in the jungle. Wa Bwa Pan is a board member of European Karen Network. She told us that although these attacks have been going on for six decades, the international community has done little to help.
Since Burma gained independence in 1948, the ethnic people has been under attack. I have seen this, I have first-hand experience of this. 15 years ago, my village was attacked by the Burmese army. They attacked with airplane, they attacked. They fire mortar bombs from far away, and later they burden our villages. That was 15 years ago. But it's still happening now. It's never stopped. Our Karen people have been suffering for more than six decades. And now what happened on 23rd July is the same thing what happened to me 15 years ago. On this day, July 23rd, the Burmese army, they fire mortar bombs. And then after that, they came and then they burden all houses, more than 50 homes burned down, a school, a church, and everything was burned down. And at the moment, in this area, in this attack, more than 500 people are affected. They were in hiding, and they had no food, no shelters, and it is now rainy season. It is really hard for them. But in general, in Burma, more than 500,000 people are hiding in jungle because of the attack like this. I'm very, very angry because this happened to me 15 years ago and still happening now. And the international communities, the European government, the UN do nothing to stop this thing.